How are you going, Greg?
Yeah, good. Thank you, James. Appreciate the opportunity to give you the update.
Oh, thank you so much for being able to come for us so short notice. Firstly, Greg, can you run us through what's actually happened last night?
Yeah, across the state yesterday, we had really hot, dry and windy conditions. Certainly Sydney was feeling it, and 11 areas across New South Wales was under a total fire ban. So we knew it was going to be hot, and certainly those winds picked up through the day. Now, this fire, which we've called the Reedy Swamp Fire, started around lunchtime yesterday at 12:30, just southeast of Bega. Now, under these really hot, windy conditions, the fires raced towards that area of Tathra in that east-southeasterly direction, really, really fast with those winds. So unfortunately, with firefighters doing what they could, there has been unconfirmed reports of up to 70 homes and buildings that have been destroyed. We've got teams in the area over the next few days who'll be looking at those conditions and how many properties and to what extent those properties have been damaged over the next few days.
Right, so is the fire under control yet, or is it still an ongoing
situation? No, James, it's still not yet contained. So the alert level we've got it at the moment is watch and act. The lowest being advice, then watch and act, the top being emergency warning. Yesterday, the fire went to watch and act in the afternoon, and then it was raised to the emergency warning level later in the afternoon into the evening. We sent out emergency alert text messages to residents in that Tathra region. At that stage, it was too late for the residents to leave, and we advised them to seek shelter as that fire was impacting. And this morning, we have had no reports of any major injury or loss of life, which is fantastic, with firefighters today making sure they can contain this fire as soon as possible and making sure that hopefully no more properties are destroyed.
Yeah, that's a very good thing to hear. There's, as you mentioned before, there's no injuries, no deaths, but are there any missing people at this stage?
No, we've had no reports of that. The only confirmed injury, I guess you could say, was one resident has suffered smoke inhalation. So not good news, but certainly not a major injury and no loss of life, which is fantastic.
Yeah, very, very good to hear. With people heading off around the state for the Easter holidays, what areas are more prone to these sort of emergencies, would you say?
Yeah, James, it's good that you bring up travel, because obviously where you live and you're used to the local area, you know maybe what your fire risk is. Well, hopefully you do. And maybe you've discussed your bushfire survival plan. So if you live near a national park or a lot of bushland or grassland, you might know what that risk is. But when travelling, you might not know what the area is going to be like that you're travelling through or to. So it's really important that, you know, being that we're still in the bushfire danger period, which is up until the end of March, that you know what that risk is. Take a look at the advice that we provide on the Rural Fire Service website and social media. Listen to local radio, get that information, and be aware of the situation and what the weather is around you for that day.
So obviously fires can occur very quickly and without warning, and we are into autumn already, but what should we do to prepare for a bushfire kind of year-round?
Yeah, well, the simple things you can do is, you know, prepare your property by, you know, cleaning the gutters, getting that leaf litter out of gutters. As we know, a lot of properties can be destroyed from ember attack. That's where ahead of the fire front, you've got embers travelling through the air from those burning trees and bush and grassland. But those embers can cause a whole lot of destruction. So getting rid of that leaf litter from gutters and around the home is a really good thing. General tidy up, making sure that you've got a hose that can reach around your home as well. Simple things that you can do to prepare your home. But in terms of getting your family ready, the best advice is to have a bushfire survival plan. So discussing with your family what you'll do in the event that a fire threatens.
Very important conversation to have for your family, for sure. Just as a last thing, I guess, to say, we are in autumn. Does this kind of fire, these level of fires happen very often in this late in the, this early in the year, I should say?
Yeah, well, probably what we could say is at this time of year, it's not unusual. But, you know, the conditions that we did see yesterday were quite rare. I mean, we had a bit of rain, you know, in the weeks beforehand, but unfortunately, after a really long hot summer, that rain wasn't enough to soak into the ground. And all it takes is a couple of really hot, dry, windy days for fires to start. And we saw with that fire affecting Tathra, once it started, it was really pushed quite quickly with those strong winds. And so at this time of year, considering the bushfire danger period is not yet over, there's no reason that we shouldn't remain vigilant. And a good message as well is that if you are travelling and you see an unattended fire, to call 000 immediately so that our crews and firefighting personnel can get onto those fires as soon as possible and limit the impact on communities.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Greg, for giving us this update. It really means a lot for the people of New South Wales, for sure.
Yeah, my pleasure. And if you're after more information, even to get information on making your bushfire survival plan, head to our website, which is rfs.nsw.gov.au.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thanks.